It is now time for our Pet of the Week show, presented by Farm and Friend Veterinary Service in Cameron, Gallatin, and Hamilton.
Welcome into another week of Pet of the Week here on Regional Radio. My name's Eric Meisner, taking time at her always busy schedule to join us once again here on our show this week. The familiar voice you will soon hear from Green Hills Animal Shelter is that of Terry Webb. Terry, as always, we thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, like we were just saying, to join us here on Regional Radio's Pet of the Week. We thank you for bringing by a new four-legged friend this week, as you do each week. Thank you for bringing by a canine friend. Those of you that have played and enjoyed many a Nintendo game over the past couple decades, this name will probably be familiar to you. Welcome, Link, into this week's Pet of the Week broadcast.
Thank you so much for having us, as always. Link is just a gorgeous dog. He is a 2 to 3 year old German Shepherd who came to us back in July after being picked up as a stray.
Terry, I absolutely love German Shepherds. My best friend growing up had one, and they were always so awesome with us, the children, and were so unbelievably smart. I imagine Link is similar, but if you could, Terry, I'll have you explain to us. What's Link like?
Link is very similar to what you described. He's very friendly. He enjoys being with people. He's very, very smart, and he catches on quickly, which makes him easily trainable. And he's loyal. He gets along well with other dogs. And he also does well with children, although we do tend to lean towards wanting him with older children just because he loves you so much, we don't want him to bowl them over, you know, jumping up on them with love.
That's true. Sometimes those dogs don't realize just how muscular they are when they're trying to show their love. Terry, you said in our email before we started the show that you didn't have a whole lot on Link's past before he came to the shelter. So how did he adjust when he did come into your care?
When he first came in, he was a little nervous, but he is very people-oriented. So he settled in pretty quickly and was on the fast track to becoming a favorite within hours of arriving.
And Terry, I think you already told us a little bit about this after our first question, but if Link could talk to us, what kind of forever home do you think he would ask for?
I think he would ask for a home where he could spend lots of time indoors, but also have a securely fenced yard to explore and play. He would enjoy an active family who would take him on walks and would spend time interacting with him. That loyal nature makes him want to be with his people and to please them. He would probably tell you that he would enjoy a canine companion, although we always suggest that you introduce them before you adopt so we know they're going to be best friends. And he would enjoy a home with children. So he's just a well-rounded, easygoing boy.
Link's still a young one, so still lots of love and play to give, and that's always awesome to hear. Terry, if our listeners want to take the next step, find out more information about Link, how they get in contact with you all at the shelter.
They can give us a call at the shelter. Our number is 660-359-2700, or just stop by during open business hours. We're open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday.
Once again, we'll have more on Link on our website under Pet of the Week. That's at northwestmoinfo.com. That's Terry Webb from Green Hills Animal Shelter joining us once again here on our broadcast this week. Terry, as always, thank you so much for all your hard work and joining us on Pet of the Week. And hopefully because of all your hard work today, we can find Link a forever home.
Thank you again for having us. He is an amazing dog who's going to make someone an amazing family member.
Terry, thank you so much again for all your hard work today here on Pet of the Week on Regional Radio.